From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Even if you've never heard of Tina Clark, you've probably heard her work. Tina wrote songs and produced records for legendary musicians like Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan, and Patti LaBelle. Tomorrow we're going to hear about her coming-of-age story in the South. Be sure to join us for that one. A foreign accent can invite intrigue, conversations, insensitive imitations, and stereotypes. One Atlanta group is working to debunk the stigma for immigrants. Accents is a web sitcom featuring six actors from different ethnic backgrounds. Here's a clip to give you a feel.
This is a nice surprise.
Yes, it is. I did not know that you had a secret boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend.
He's her husband. I'm her husband.
Yes. No way. You, on Niambri's secret hubby, do you also have secret children?
Can we talk?
Yes, but not here. Let's go back to my place.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I mean, yes. Nigel, you cannot tell anyone about this.
The show's creator, Ignacio Vidal, joins me in the studio to talk about the show that's produced in Atlanta. Hello, Ignacio.
Hello, how you doing?
Very well. Also, Rita Omoshane and Shakeb Sikender are with us. They're both actors. Thank you so much for joining us. Rita, hello.
Hello, thank you for having us.
And glad you're here. Also, you, Shakeb.
I appreciate for you having us over here.
First time on radio, but you look really good. Let me just let the audience know that.
Thank you.
Now, all of you know firsthand what it's like to immigrate to the U.S. Where's everyone from? Shakeb, you want to start with you?
I'm originally from Afghanistan, but I grew up here all my life.
And how about you, Rita?
I'm actually from Nigeria, and I came here when I was 8 years old.
All right. And Ignacio?
I'm from Mexico City.
So why did you create the sitcom, Ignacio?
Well, hello. mostly there was a few things that actually inspired me. One of them, I'm a big fan of that show, Friends.
Friends.
I'm pretty sure.
Classic.
Most people have seen that
show. If they're not, they're not American. Gosh
right.
darn it.
And, I loved it when it was running in the 90s and early 2000s and stuff. And when I started watching reruns of it, I noticed something. Most people are of white ethnic background in the show. And it's a show that is set in New York. And that seemed a little unrealistic to me. Even the background people seem like white people. So, like, this is not realistic. This is not something that is currently going on and stuff. Doing a little research, it's like New York has the most variety of accents that you can find. And you don't have to go that far. Here in Georgia, you find people from all over the world.
Right, go to Clarkston, the most diverse county in the country.
Yes. So, that was part of the inspiration. It was like, well, I'm an immigrant myself. I have an accent of my own, so why not explore that? So, yeah, that was part of it.
So you went to the web. Getting funding for a TV show or film is not easy, certainly. Did you pitch this idea to production companies first or television companies before going the independent route?
No.
You just went straight to the web?
Yes. This is what happens. I actually got in contact with a couple of studios, and I pitched the idea, and it actually happened what you normally hear. It's like, oh, it's a fantastic idea. But we are kind of not interested right now. So I just decided, well, okay, if they don't want to do it for us, then I'll do it myself. And I got, at the time, I was getting together with a group on a meetup group. And it was about filming. And we decided, hey, you know, we have people here. We can do it. I mean, maybe we need to learn a few things along the way, but we can do it ourselves. So that's what.
So
that's what
Rita, happened. Rita, what's your character like?
Oh, Niambri, I love her. She actually came from Kenya to America to go through nursing school, and she's very strong-willed. She's hardworking. She loves hard. She loves her friends. She loves helping them going through any struggles or problems they have. Usually, when people have any problems, they run to Niambri because she can talk with them through it, or, you know, help them. And she just loves really hard.
So you're from Nigeria, but you play a woman who's Kenyan.
Yes.
And is there, do you put on a Kenyan accent?
I typically use my Nigerian accent, but some words I change a little bit to sound more Kenyan. I don't know. I can't really explain it. The accents are very similar, but then there's some things you say, like a Nigerian would say, that a Kenyan typically won't say or would say differently.
Well, I'm asking because the whole theory of the show is accents, right?
It's right, all about exactly.
That. And I think many people who are unaware of those will just think, oh, African or right. Central American or South yeah. American or Latino or something like that.
Right.
How about for you, Shakeb? What's your character?
I play a character. His name is Anwar. He's from the Middle East, specifically from Lebanon. And I love my character because it kind of like resonates with myself. He comes to this country, you know, he's new to the whole world, and he's always like ridiculed about where he's from, the whole Middle Eastern stereotypes. But my character, he's like a lovable character. He loves to have fun. He's a ladies' man, but he fails at it. He has so much confidence, but he's oblivious to everything. But he's just an overall fun guy. Has parents back home that has a business, and they just help him live in this country he comes to. And it's good. It's like the show itself gives a whole dynamic of kind of gives you like a bird's eye view on how other races are perceived. Like, you know, we're not all just crazy people, you know?
Well, we do see a lot of stereotypical roles on television. You know, right. The Asian character is typically a
Absolutely.
Math science nerd, or the token black person, or the loud Latino woman. So how do you overcome typecasting in these roles?
Well, typecasting, if we show more of dynamics, if we show more that we could actually do more than just what we're capable of just because of our background, like we could play the main roles, we could play lead roles, we could play doctor, lawyers. It's just doesn't necessarily have to be just one specific thing because we're so stereotyped. Like, for example, for like Middle Eastern people, we're like known for like being like engineers or doctors, kind of like Indians in a way.
Mm-hmm.
but there's more we could do, you know. There's entertainment, there's radio, there's a magazine, there's photography, you know, there's a lot of other things. And that's what the show is trying to do. It's trying to like open up a broad spectrum from all different races, because we have Koreans, we have Kenyan, British and all that. It's just showing a whole different dynamic. It opens up every character to a whole different world, especially in today's era of how the world is going right now. So,
well, and this is interesting, right? Today, when the action movies Lucy came out or Wonder Woman, people were like, oh, gee, female protagonists can sell movie tickets. Mm-hmm. You know, who'd have thunk it? Or Crazy Rich Asians and Black Panther came out and came cascades of articles. Surprised that minority leads can carry movies. Does the industry or the public drive the idea that white male actors are needed to sell a movie or a TV show?
I guess it's a balance. I mean, before, I want to say, you know, with all due respect, maybe years ago, there was that image of just, you know, the all-American type have to like sell the show. But now we have so much similarities now. Despite our races, we have so much similarity that we could all bring the same thing to the table, maybe with our own unique characteristics. So I believe that, you know, different nationalities can bring different variety to the table, and we could all work as one, you know, grow like that.
I just hearing where you were about to go with that, I think, is there this idea that you are representative of all immigrants? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I don't know, Rita or Ignacio, if you feel that way either. You know that when somebody talks to you about the immigrant experience, do you feel like you have to represent everybody?
No.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah. No. There's a joke that my fiance and I run a lot. It's like, so that guy's name is Juan. Do you know him? It's like, well, do you think all Mexicans know each other and stuff?
Right.
And
so are you called upon to represent?
So I'm like, well, I identify with this guy because we're from the same place and we probably had similar experiences. However, I'm an individual with my own personal experiences and my own thoughts and my own dreams and goals and all that stuff. And that's what we want to project with the show, is like, yes, these people are from Mexico, Kenya, whatever. But they have their own ambitions. They have their own things, and they don't have to fit with the, like you said before, with a loud Latina woman. we have a Mexican character. Her name is Maria, and she is not like that at all. We have a Trinidadian. I'm sorry, Trinidadian character, and they are notorious for being really, really loud and really expressive and stuff. And we make him so, even though he is still a representation of that culture, he is not necessarily what anyone will think of him for being from Trinidad. So that's what we're trying to do, kind of break stereotypes. But at the same time, it's like, it's something familiar. It's like
people. They're archetypes, right.
Right.
And that's Ignacio Arreola Vidal. He's the creator of the web series called Accents. Also with us are Shakeb Sikander. He's an actor in the series. And Rita Omashane. Which reminds me, okay, so this is an interesting thing. I've been in radio for a long time. I've always had these pronouncers for different kind of names and try to do them well. Often when I'm reading them, I think, don't mess up on that, don't mess up on that, don't mess up on that. There's a kind of sensitivity to that. But there's also a paradigm, you know, the I guess it was called broadcast English for a long time. So you're breaking down, you know, not just the personal, not just the first response that someone hears to an accent, but a whole shift in thinking about the way we approach language. And I wondered about that, you know, how does that strike you as you're going out into the world? Do you feel like you have to say your name 4 or 5 times?
For me, yes, I go through that every single day. I actually went through that yesterday evening. For example, when someone asks my name, I am almost like automatically want to say Rita O'Matson, mm-hmm. because that's how it's seen and spelled.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the correct pronunciation is Rita O'Mashane.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, it's just like, oh, where are you from? And it's like an automatic thinking, like, you know, it's because of like my name looks so unique that I'm automatically from somewhere else. And I've tried to break that habit a little bit of actually pronouncing my name correctly instead of how people want me to say it.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not trying to hide my culture or my background, my ethnicity. But at the same time, it's like, especially with the show Accents, it breaks that habit. You don't have to hide your yourself. You don't have to hide where you're from. You don't have to hide that you're an immigrant. And that show, the show like actually presents that in a positive way.
Well, when I speak, people say, you're not from Georgia. But I don't consider that insulting. It's benign. It's a benign observation, and it's an opportunity for a conversation. Well, where are you from? How does that feel to you?
Well, I have this issue, believe it or not, it's going to sound really, really weird, but with Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go to Starbucks and I order a drink, they're like, what's your name? I'll be like, Shakib. Like, what? I'm like, oh, just Mario. I just say Mario. But I have no issue with it. You know, like, it's, I agree. I mean, for people to, say other people's names in a different way, it's kind of hard because it could be pronounced in so many different ways. But you know, like, it's, with my name, it means peace. So, you know, if you were to say it in a slightly different way, it'll give it a whole different meaning. So, for myself, it's, I mean, it's just a eye opener because how should I say this exactly? I mean, with this show, in my relationship to my character as well, it kind of opens up this different idea. It's like you're selling a stereotype with humor in a way.
Well, yes,
yeah.
It's a sitcom, but
humor
also
sells.
Features some very serious immigrants, issues mm-hmm. that immigrants face. So how do you create satire or comedy for these very real-world problems?
That's a good question. It's a really good question.
Well, some of the episodes are based on real-life experiences. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily happening to me or to one of our writers, but it's more like observations of what happened to someone close to me, and then I try to put him in and give him that comedic twist. That's what we want to do. It's like, well, it's all not that serious, but you know, it can happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, several shows like Insecure that are very big now mm-hmm. started on YouTube. Is there more freedom to write for a web series.
Yeah,
does everybody write it together, or how do you do it? They're just writers, and then you guys do the scripts?
No, we have a group of writers, and we just get together pretty much every week. We go through a script, and we polish it. Someone writes whatever they think that it's funny, and then we just go through it and polish it and make it, like, super funny.
Okay, you polish it like that. You have a couple videos posted on YouTube.
Right.
Does anybody, do you get recognized by any chance, Jacob or Rita, for being in the series?
Actually, so far my family have seen it, and a couple of my friends from my old college I went to, but they're like, hey, we saw you in a bunny suit. I'm like, oh, it's a long story, man. You just type my name and you see me in a bunny suit. Like, okay, it's a long story.
How about for you, Rita?
Yes. Actually, a couple of my friends, they've gone to YouTube, and they just, like, type my name in, and they're like, Rita, you know, I saw a couple videos of you through Atlanta Cinemaniacs, and I'm like, wait, what?
So what kind of feedback are you getting for the series?
Oh, they, like, all my friends love it. They feel like that's a great idea. Like,
how about beyond the friends? What kind of, do you know who's watching?
Oh, like,
I mean, online you can tell a little bit about somebody. I just wondered if anybody has commented, and you feel like you're reaching your community.
There is one person. He's a personnel in the show called The Dish Nation. His name is Gary with the T. If he's listening to this, but yeah, he's. I told him about the project, and he's one of my viewers, one of my fans, I guess.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck on it, and we do have a link to see more episodes of Accents. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.
That's Ignacio Arreola Vidal, Rita Omashane.
Yes.
How'd I do? And Shakeb Sikander, thank you.